This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of the asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. Wisconsin is working to bring its PFAS standards in line with federal regulations. The Department of Natural Resources says that would mean about 90 public water systems in Wisconsin would have to either treat their water or drill new wells. The Environmental Protection Agency requires most PFAS chemicals to be no higher than 4 parts per trillion. Wisconsin needs to put more money into special education. That's what Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy tells Wisconsin Eye this week.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins next spring. Reedsburg High School students are accused of harassing members of an Amish community in Sauk County. The sheriff's office says 9 teenagers blew air horns and shined lights outside of homes, rang doorbells, and knocked on windows during the night. The first 2 Reedsburg High School football games of the year have been canceled. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 31 years, authorities have identified the remains of a man found near railroad tracks in Pleasant Prairie back in 1993. Ronald Lewis Dodge was originally from the Menominee Indian Reservation. The breakthrough in the case came last June when Dodge's brother, Alan, contacted the medical examiner after recognizing facial reconstruction images. The investigation into Ronald's death continues. Police say he was shot and killed. A sprinkler system helped, but Racine fire crews still did the legwork in a fire late last night. Dispatch was called at just before midnight for a fire on the 3rd floor of the historic Racine Business Center building on 16th. Fire and smoke were coming from a room on the floor, with sprinklers getting conditions under control. Smoke was a big problem, with the building vented from above. No injuries were reported. The extent of the damage isn't yet known. There's a moderate to high risk for those getting in Lake Michigan today. The National Weather Service says high winds are causing them to warn about getting in the water. They say it's recommended to avoid hazardous areas like piers and breakwalls. There are still a smattering of outages, but the power has come back for most. A powerful line of thunderstorms swept through the area yesterday and overnight, causing widespread power outages and snapping trees and power lines. We Energy says that as of this morning, power had been restored to nearly all impacted customers, with only a few hundred remaining without electricity. A fake flood brought together the Racine County Emergency Management Team. In a first-of-its-kind disaster exercise in Wisconsin, Racine County joined forces with FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management. They were practicing recovery from a simulated statewide flooding incident. The exercise held at Memorial Hall brought together several organizations to operate a multi-agency resource center. Officials say that resource center would be a one-stop shop for survivors and their families to kickstart recovery efforts. And it won't be a day off for the news team. Labor Day will see Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen campaigning in Milwaukee. It's not clear where exactly the Minnesota governor will be, but President Joe Biden spoke at the Labor Fest event at the Summerfest grounds a few years back. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. I ain't going anywhere. Those are the words of Bruce Springsteen, who took time during a concert in Philadelphia to address fans worried that he might be ready to hang up his guitar. In an effort to crush rumors of a farewell tour, Springsteen told the very pleased crowd, "We've been around 50 effing years and we ain't quitting." The rumor started after Springsteen had to pause his current tour in 2023 while battling COVID and peptic ulcer disease. Forbes magazine estimated conservatively that the boss recently became a billionaire, coming in with a net worth at $1.1 billion. Springsteen has 20 Grammys, an Oscar, and was a Kennedy Center honoree and a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. And if all that weren't enough, there is a new biopic in the works with Jeremy Allen White set to play Bruce. Sounds like he's just getting started. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit-and-run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. Apparently, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and Meryl Streep do not provide enough star power for Only Murders in the Building. Molly Shannon will join the cast as a high-powered Hollywood producer. One of the show's high-profile stars will have a very short run on the upcoming season. It is called Only Murders in the Building. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building premiered on Hulu August 27th. Hollywood is getting down and dirty politically. West Wing star and Get Out actor Bradley Whitford took a swipe at Cheryl Hines on social media. Hines is married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who just dropped out of the presidential race and threw his support to Donald Trump. Whitford, a native Wisconsinite, took to X and criticized Hines for staying silent in light of her husband's endorsement and called RFK Jr. a lunatic. Hines remained vague about who she endorses for president and tried to remain diplomatic. Does anyone else smell a crazy sitcom about an incorrigible couple that just can't see eye to eye on anything? Dear God, please not another one. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.